Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Scatter Chatter. I'm your boy, Just Ray, and today we have a very special guest, Miss Maria Emmerich. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't want to butcher your name. She's a keto expert. A lot of people are like going out of their way to be very healthy and have healthy diets. I was like scouring through IG, and I happened to catch her doing a cooking session with Halle Berry, and you know, she's doing keto, and I was like, let's get her on and have her talk about keto because she's an expert. She has a lot of books, so I'm going to let her kind of take over the show a little bit, and then we're going to ask her some questions, and then we'll just go from there. And thank you for being on the show, Maria. So go ahead and tell everybody who you are. Huh?
Yeah, you didn't butcher my name, but I would never get mad if you did. I'm not that pretentious. But no, it was 23 years ago. I went to the doctor because I just wasn't feeling well. I was twice my size. I was told that I had PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is basically a form of type 2 diabetes that affects female fertility. I also was given an acid blocker because I had severe acid reflux. I was given an antidepressant because I was pretty depressed, and I also had IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. Sorry if that's too much information, but I was a complete mess. And as fate had it, that very same week, I took my dog to the vet because she was losing patches of her hair. And the first question the vet asked me was, "What are you feeding her?" And it was like, boom, the doctor never asked me what I was eating. And but seriously, at the time, I worked at a coffee shop where I would make the muffins and cinnamon rolls and scones, and whatever didn't sell that day went home with me. And so I was living off of like coffee and donuts, literally. And so I really had to take a hard look at what my life was and what I didn't want to be anymore. And I had a love for baking and cooking, and so I just kind of thought, hey, you know what? I'm going to just start making some of my favorite foods, but a little bit differently. So I was, like, making cinnamon rolls without the carbs and the sugar, and they worked, and they tasted good, and everybody really liked them. And so I went to school for nutrition and exercise physiology because I was always an athlete. I was just a huge athlete, literally.
Okay.
But, you know, like, that's just how it started. And now, you know, I'm working with Halle Berry, and Al Roker made my some of my recipes on TV, and Valerie Bertinelli has my books. It's pretty amazing.
Your IG and your blog, some of the food you make, like we could be best friends. You're making cinnamon roll cheesecake, and you make all the sweets, and they look so delicious.
That's like my ultimate, like, I love cinnamon rolls and I love cheesecake. Why not marry the two, right?
Okay, so me and you going to be friends after this call. We're going to be friends. I'm buying your books. I am going to buy your books. So tell me, what is the keto diet exactly in layman's terms? Like, how would you explain it to your best friend, your buddy, or to like a five-year-old? Like, can you explain it to me? Like, what is it exactly?
Well, it's a diet where you eliminate carbohydrates enough where your body has to switch fuel sources from being a glucose burner or burning sugar to burning fat. And depending on how much fat you consume depends on if you burn body fat or if you burn dietary fat. Okay?
Okay.
So this is where I have clients that have epilepsy or seizures, okay? In that case, I turn the fat way up. They have to eat a higher percent fat diet. However, when I have clients that are trying to lose 100 pounds, 20 pounds, 200 pounds, whatever it is, they turn the fat dial down because you can either burn body fat or you can burn dietary fat. So
okay.
The fat, you know, everybody says it's a high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carbohydrate diet. Well, not necessarily. If you lower the carbohydrates enough, you will be in ketosis regardless. I mean,
okay.
Your ketone numbers might not be high, but if you want to burn body fat, it doesn't really matter what your ketone numbers are. Everybody gets caught up on, like, how high their ketone numbers are. It's like, well,
right.
mine are really low, but because the longer you are keto, the more efficient you are, so you won't show high ketones. And I run in a fasted state, so I'm using my ketones for my energy.
Okay.
Say rice, steak, veg. What are we looking at, like, as far as, like, portion sizes? Or does it depend on the person?
Well, the rice has to go.
Okay.
It depends on what vegetable you're eating. Tell me that.
Let's just say broccoli and peppers.
Okay, so I would limit the broccoli and peppers, and I would increase the steak, all right?
Okay.
Because protein has a thermic defective food. That means that it actually increases the caloric burn. This is, you ever feel the meat sweat?
Not really.
No? Okay, well, maybe you have to eat more steak. So sometimes people get, like, the meat sweats where they just get real hot, you know, when they're eating a lot of protein.
Right.
And that's where that caloric burn, you know, kicks in. And if you want to build muscle, you want to focus on the protein. So I guess when you say what is ketosis, my first question is, well, what are your goals for ketosis? Because it's going to be different. My kids are 9 and 11, and they eat this way. They don't need to lose weight at all. We adopted them from Ethiopia, and they weren't even on the growth charts when we first brought them into our home. But now eating keto, they're on the 80th percentile. They're, you know, fit and healthy and fast little boys. So it just depends on what your goals are, you know?
So in the beginning, I was talking about the plate, right? And you were talking about rice. So are rice and grains, are they different or just completely get rid of that completely if we're talking about going into a keto diet?
If you're talking about going into a keto diet, you have to get rid of them.
Okay.
You know, rice, grains, bread, pastas, quinoa, all of those things are just too high in carbohydrates. And, you know, if you look at inflammation, sugar and carbohydrates, so here's, let's back up.
Okay.
Sugar and carbohydrates are the same thing to me. Okay? Because when you eat a cracker, you know, a cracker is not necessarily sweet, right? But once you put it into your mouth and you start digesting it, guess what? It turns into sugar.
Oh.
It turns into sugar. Ask any doctor, ask any type 2 diabetic. I mean, it turns into the long chain breaks into, you know, simple sugars. So when you say, you know, I'm not eating sugar, well, are you eating crackers? Because it's the same thing to me.
Oh, man. So
like, what's interesting is people often eat whole grain bread because they think it's better than white bread, but that's actually higher in the glycemic index than white bread is. Same with whole grain rice, brown rice.
Oh, man.
So if you're talking about controlling your blood sugars, I mean, when you look at, you know, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, all of that is from too much carbohydrates and sugar.
Mm. Okay, so what do you use as a substitute in this case? Or is there a substitute or just no?
Oh, man, I have so many. You name the food, I mean, I have a substitute for it. My kids and I, we just, like, they love superheroes, right? And we pretended that it was Spider-Man's birthday. And so we made Little Debbie cupcakes. Remember those?
Yes, but what sugar do you use? I mean, I know you, come on, there's a sugar substitute. What you got? What you got for me? I know you got something.
I know. I use something called Swerve. Swerve is, it's made from erythritol, and everybody's like, what's that? Like fermented mushrooms. It's nothing chemical derived. It's just like, you know, bees make honey, just like we can make erythritol from mushrooms. It's not a big deal, but it doesn't affect blood sugar whatsoever. I have a lot of type 1 diabetic clients that can use it and, you know, feel great on it. But, yeah, Swerve. In the video, Halle Berry said, Swerve saved my life, because you can have desserts on a keto diet. You just need to use Swerve. You can find that at any grocery store.
Oh, okay. So I'll have to take a look at that and see. And, wow, that's I didn't know about that.
But, yeah, like, I can't use flour. So I use, like, almond flour or coconut flour for baking, yeah.
Okay, so now that you're doing – what is your go-to, like, at home? What's your dinner recipe? Like, what are you cooking for dinner, and what is your dessert of choice?
Well, I'll tell you what everybody loves. They love my protein noodle lasagna.
Okay, that sounds good.
Like, yeah, everybody – like, on Instagram, people – watch the hashtag – protein noodle lasagna. Everybody goes crazy for that. For lunch, I had a filet mignon and a piece of halibut. I mean, what's not to love about that, right?
You can't be mad at that.
I guess I really like steak. I like hamburgers a lot, and I'll make my protein sparing bread, and I'll make buns into that. So I have a hamburger with a bun, and you could throw some bacon on there if you want to, but we do a lot of, my kids like my chili a lot. We do the chili a lot. And it's really good if you make it into a breakfast chili and throw some like avocado and a fried egg on top.
Oh, wow. That sounds delicious.
I mean,
avocado
there's
chili.
So many, yeah, it's just so many good foods. Like, what's the best part of a hamburger, right? It's the meat part. Get rid of the bun.
Right.
You know?
Right. So what about dessert? What are you cooking? What's the dessert of choice? Like, what's the easiest thing that you make?
I guess I even made this in Russia. I had the great opportunity to speak in Russia, and I made my flourless chocolate torte. It's like 5 ingredients. You can find that on mariamindbodyhealth.com. The flourless chocolate torte is divine. It's amazing. Halle Berry just made my lava cakes, or put it on her website. That's really simple. Well, I guess lava cakes are a little technical, but the flourless chocolate cake is really easy. Everybody really likes that one. I don't know. I really like ice cream, so I'm one to make ice cream, or if you don't have an ice cream maker, I make it into just popsicles and enjoy it that way, you know, or a push pop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. So with the diet, you can do dairy, or do you do a dairy substitute, like, say, like almond milk or rice milk or whatever?
For most of my clients, we go dairy-free because there's usually autoimmune issues. But usually when someone does a consult with me, they're really stuck. They're having a hard time losing weight, or they have Hashimoto's or Graves' disease, some sort of thyroid issue. So then we do dairy-free. Not everybody has to. I have one of my children has to be dairy-free, so we do a lot of dairy-free. I do think it's a better way to live. I feel better without it. We make ice cream with coconut milk, and it's delicious.
Yeah, I've had that before. Yeah, it's delicious. You're right.
Yeah. Are you dairy-free?
All across the board. Huh?
Are you dairy-free?
I haven't had any dairy problems, but I choose to go dairy free because it's cleaner, and I feel better after I eat it.
Yeah,
that's the only reason why I choose to go that way.
Yeah,
it's not
because
I have
totally
any like real
problems.
No, I totally
agree with you. I mean, it's a love hate relationship because I love it, but I know I feel better if I don't have it all the time. But that's the thing, like a lot of these keto people are doing fat bombs and fat fast, where all they're eating is butter and cream cheese. It's like, oh gosh, don't do that.
Oh, man. That's not what it's about.
They do. They do these fat fasts where all they eat is fat for days. And they tend to lose weight, but it often that's the muscle that they're losing on the scale, because you cannot build muscle without amino acids. And amino acids are from protein.
Yeah. And you need those. That's like
totally
critical. Like just regular life and being an athlete on both sides.
Yeah.
So you're like you're expert in this, and you have a lot of books. Like, what is the gate to entry to this knowledge? Like, what book would you recommend they pick up of yours, like, to get started?
Well, you know, I feel bad like pimping out that so people have to buy my book. I have a free website at mariamindbodyhealth.com where,
okay.
you know, there's thousands of free recipes and tips and tricks. And I have a YouTube channel where we try to do videos on education and, you know, cooking. I usually have my kids do the cooking to show you just how easy it is.
Yeah.
But if you really want a book, Keto, The Complete Guide to Success on the Ketogenic Diet. It's an audio book, too, read by myself and my husband.
Okay.
Halle Berry's favorite is Keto Comfort Foods. But I guess I would say the 30-day ketogenic cleanse is it's dairy-free and it's nut-free. Past results with that book. For weight loss, I have meal plans in there. But if you can't afford a book, tell your library to get all of them and you can rent them, you know? That's a win-win.
I didn't know you could actually do that. You could call the library and say, hey, why
yeah,
don't you have
you
this
say,
book,
I
please?
Want this book. Yeah, yep, you do that. And then it's a win for me and it's a win for you.
Wow. All right.
Right? No, I guess.
I didn't.
So this is, well, let me back up. I started writing because we started adopting two children and my husband lost his job. And if you know anything
mm-hmm.
about adoption, every dollar you put into it, when you lose insurance and a job, everything goes away. You start back at zero. And so, you know, like $20,000 went down the toilet and we had nothing. We lost our house and our cars. And someone, one of my friends in town said, Maria, you're going to start putting your recipes together in a cookbook and help raise money for your adoption. And we did. And it went crazy gangbusters. And this was before
wow.
keto was even a popular word. This was, I mean, like I told you, my kids are 9 and 11 now. This was a long time ago. This was probably 15 years ago.
And you just made the switch. Like it was the passion from taking care of your health to the adoption and then
yep.
raising money, using the book. It was just a pure, just a love project that just exploded. Because
it was a love project because... Like the first thing that I didn't lose weight right away, but my depression went away immediately. And so that's why I'm pretty passionate about this, because when we look at what we're putting in our body, look at the standard American diet. We are slowly killing ourselves. And, you know, instead of going on antidepressants and all these drugs that have pretty severe side effects, look at what you're putting in your body and think twice, you know, you can change this outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes,
just,
you,
you know, that's where the passion comes from, because I do see people reverse diabetes. They get off medication for everything, blood pressure medication, thyroid medication. I mean, I have a testimony for just about everything.
Saying you have a testimony for everything, do you see people just like a total full-on reverse to where it's like they're just super healthy? They don't need
yeah.
anything, but they just have to continue with the diet in order to keep that
right.
up. Or
right.
you see people kind of like fall off and then get back on the horse, like after like a week or so, like, oh, I can't, or I just had to have a cheeseburger. Like, and then, like they,
there's people
right?
that definitely fall off the wagon, but I help them find the foods that they love so much they don't want to go back. And, you know, I'm there to help them, remind them how crappy they feel. So for like 5 minutes of eating something, you know, really delicious, you feel like awful for a week. That's not worth it. Is it?
Right. And it's not worth risking your health either.
Right. And so that's why, you know, if you want to, like, okay, make the Cinnabon cheesecake, you know, like, come on, have a piece of that instead of, you know, going to Haagen-Dazs and feeling like awful, you know?
Right. That's amazing. And it's amazing that you can like actually, cause you know, some of these diets you have to go and like order ingredients from like Amazon, maybe go to Whole Foods. Maybe it sounds like you can just literally like go to like your local grocery store, whatever
yeah.
it is, get what you need, come
yeah.
home, cook it with your family or by yourself, and then just have
yeah.
a delicious meal. You feel clean, and you can, like, feel groggy getting up in the morning or
oh,
feeling groggy after you eat it, and then you're just, like, ready to go.
Yeah, like everybody says they no longer need that afternoon nap, you know, like I don't drink any caffeine. And this energy has been going since, like I told you, I've been up since 4 a.m. working. So, like, no, this is the way I love to be. But like you said, when you look at your plate, instead of seeing the steak, the vegetable, and the rice, let's just put the rice aside. You know, let's just, like, not even make that. That's the one that thing that takes the most time anyway. And let's focus on the steak, you know. That's where the nutrients are anyway. I have charts up the wazoo in that book, Keto, The Complete Guide to Success. The nutrients are not in kale. They're not in blueberries. They're in meat and organ meat.
Oh. Wait,
I'm serious. I am, yeah. I bow hunt.
Okay.
I don't have a gun, but I hunt with a bow, you know. But that's not, I mean, if you look, I can show you the charts. You can't dispute the evidence, you know. The nutrients, there's all these anti-nutrients, like oxalates in vegetables. They bind to calcium. That's what causes kidney stones, gallstones, you know, you name it. And, yeah, there's no anti-nutrients in, like, you know, the animal protein, like oysters and seafood and fish and chicken, you know, like that's where the nutrients are. The amino acids
okay.
are there too. Uh-oh,
okay.
Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not. So I worked in kitchens, right? So, and it's like sometimes they just feed you anything. So I try to make sure I have a even balanced diet, like equal amount of try to minimize the level of carbs I intake, like during work, because it kind of slows, I feel like it slows me down.
Yeah.
And just try to eat, like, you know, small meals, like how they do, like, in the blue zones. Like, don't try to, like I see people piling their plate, and then all you hear them throughout the day is like, oh, man, I'm so tired. I'm like, you're probably eating wrong. And I saw, like, you had tortilla, beans, you had, like, rice and beans and something else. And it just, and you had, like, a chunk of meat, a shitload of meat, a shitload of vegetables, and then you expect to be productive, like an hour later or
right.
8 hours later. It's not going to happen. Then they're just like, I'm going to drink a bunch of caffeine. So then you're messing up your insides. Then you're, like, spiking. And with the caffeine, they put, like, regular white sugar in with
yeah.
the coffee.
Oh,
and I'm just like, this
is going to raise blood sugar. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that alone. Or you're pounding Red Bulls, like, throughout the night. And it's like, what are you
no.
like? And then you're
no
just
caffeine
in,
for me.
Yeah. And then at the end, they're just like, oh, man, I'm worn out. I'm done. Like, I'm like, dude, like, look at what you're doing to yourself the whole time. Like, you're not drinking water. Like, you so, like, after just discovering, I was like, I can't, I'm not going to do that. Like, even if I do drink coffee, like, I don't do white sugar. I usually, like, add, like, honey or just do it straight. I don't do it
yeah.
often. It's not an everyday thing. It's, like, maybe every 4 weeks. Or I don't even do it anymore. Like, now it's more so just, like, making sure I eat right before shift, you know, or, you know, during or whatever, just trying to, like, master that. Or just, like, when I have my lunches now, regardless of where I am, so I don't crash,
mm-hmm.
I eat right in the morning so that at lunch I try to, like, eat, like, a smaller meal. And then, like, when I'm at home, then I eat, like, a good dinner because, you know, I have to stay productive.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to keep
yeah.
those things in mind. Yeah.
It's, you know, it just – if you just look into what we're putting in our bodies, and it's funny because some people criticize me for, you know, having my kids eat keto. It's like, sorry guys, they like the food. Don't worry about them. And it's funny, if I would be feeding them Pop-Tarts, nobody would say anything. But the fact that they like salmon and eggs for breakfast, that's weird. Come on, this is real food. You know, we don't buy stuff that's in a package.
Right.
We have real food. Why is that the weird thing? That shouldn't be the weird thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't understand that. And it's like as soon as you like start mentioning like diets or nutrition, like people want to go crazy. But it's like I'm trying to take care of myself.
But
I want to live long.
these are really good recipes. I got to tell you, this is like, you keep saying diet, which you're right, it is a diet, but it's a lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle that people, you follow the hashtag keto, be careful because you're going to see a lot of crap, but
right.
It's a revelation. Like, people that have been on, they've been food addicts are finally free from being a food addict because, you know, they're fueling their cells. Just think about it. Your body's always, your brain is always starving for nutrients when you're feeding it Pop-Tarts and cereal. You actually
right.
feed
you just
it,
want to keep eating.
You know, salmon and eggs. You're finally satisfied and no longer, like, are you, you know, succumb to a food addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's
yeah,
good
just,
food, people.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, like, I want to mention is, like, I know how people say diet, mean, like, diet, like, you have to, like, do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so a lifestyle for you to make you more efficient and make you feel good about yourself. It's not a diet where it's, like, some weird fad
mm-hmm.
or something like that. It's like what you need to eat as a to keep you living. To sustain
yeah.
you. It has
I,
nothing to do. It's not messing on anything bad.
Right, right. I had this great opportunity to do some work down in New Orleans. I
uh-huh.
was speaking down there, and they took me out to dinner afterwards. They said, you know what, Maria? Here down in New Orleans, we live to eat. We don't eat to live. And, you know, a lot of them said this was the first time they were eating to live, not living to eat.
Oh, I don't know if that's how to take that.
But, you know, it was from their mouth, and it just, you know, that was years ago, and it just always stayed with me that a lot of people in the world are living to eat. They're not eating to live. And I feel that my life finally began because I was doing that myself. I was living to eat, you know, and now I eat to live, and I can spend, it's a joke that I'm the whale whisperer. I don't know if you saw that yet, but I go out paddleboarding with the humpback whales when they're by us. And
wow.
Yeah, they come right up to me, and people call me the whale whisperer. And there's no way I would have been able to do that in my life before this because I would have had to come in to eat or anything, something. But now I can go out there for hours and not worry about when my next meal is, you know?
Yeah. That always ruins, like, some when you're, like, out there and you're, like, always looking for food and you can't really
yeah.
enjoy the time that you have out there.
Right,
constantly looking
right.
for, like
whatever it is.
Eat. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not as fun.
You know, not just paddleboarding with whales, but whatever activity you're doing in life, like, if you're always thinking about food, you're not living in the moment.
No, no, you're not present. So, lastly, I want to ask you, if I want to get started, I know we mentioned your blog, you know, all the channels that you to get at you. Like, what could I do? Like, if I just wanted to just go and get started, if I wanted to just clean out my cabinet or just start buying, like, you know, the right foods to eat, what would you recommend?
Well, that's the right mindset. Get the junk out of the house and fill your
okay.
fridge and your pantry with real food. And so, you know, like, donate your rice and donate the breads and donate the pasta and just don't have it in the house because at that moment of weakness, you're going to go towards the stuff that you shouldn't have. But prepare things and recipes that you really like. So whatever, you know, like, look at, you know, some of my recipes on Maria Mind Body Health, pick them out and have them in the fridge at all times. So, like, what if you get hungry, there's something to have. Because if, you know, you get hungry and there's nothing to, if you have to make a, you know, whatever, you're probably not going to do it. But that's what sets my whole family up for success. When I make something, I make a couple batches. So I have some in my freezer or the fridge. So there's some easy food to go towards.
Okay. All right. All right, I like the sound of that, and I don't think any of your recipes disappoint. I hope to. I'm going to definitely try them because I saw some of the stuff you had. What was it? The bourbon chicken or something? What was it that you made?
Oh, that's what Hallie and I made. Yeah, the bourbon chicken, and it's like there's nothing to do with bourbon. It came from Bourbon Street, but it's
right.
like sweet and sour. It's like sweet and sour chicken.
Oh, it looks so good. So
that one's so easy. You can totally do that.
Yeah, I could probably do that in my sleep. It just looks so delicious. Okay.
Yeah.
So really, hey, thank you so much for taking the time to do the show.
I'm so glad it worked out.
Yeah. And can you plug us, give us your IG, and are you doing another show with Hallie Cooking? Or are you going to do a live cooking on your IG personally that I can, like, tell the viewers or the listeners, like, you know, how they can get in touch with you or view your show or view you live cooking?
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, my Instagram is at Maria Emmerich.
Okay.
And, yeah, we're going to do more. COVID kind of messed it up. She said, you know, next time you have to come to my house to cook, you know, so we'll see what happens with COVID and, like, all of that going on, which kind of stinks because that's why we had to do it from our separate homes this time.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be more. Keep watching for it. There's nothing on the schedule for now. We're just trying to enjoy the summer, you know?
Okay. So it's your blog is, again, what was your
Maria?
Blog?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I did this a long time ago. I wish I would have picked a better name, but it's MariaMindBodyHealth.com.
Okay. And listeners, there's a card on the actual website, and it has her IG on there. So all of her information is going to be there. So I appreciate you guys, like, listening. Thank you for doing the show, and I probably am going to talk to you about a future show about some nutrition tips, too. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So thank you for your time, and we'll be in touch.
Awesome. You have a great day.
All right, you too, and thank you, listeners.